New to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is your place for honest answers.
Naturally Savvy.
With registered holistic nutritionist, Andrea Donsky.
And health journalist,
Lisa Davis.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis with Andrea Donsky, and we are having so much fun on these Naturally Savvy podcasts. I hope you are enjoying them. And today we're going to be talking about something very important, sustainability, with Signia Rapp. She is from Melt, and this is a good topic and very important to keep up on these issues. Hello, Signia. Welcome back to Naturally Savvy.
Hello. Well, thank you for having me. It's wonderful to be back.
It's really great to have you on. You know, we're going to be talking about palm oil, and I probably should have known there was some controversy, but I really didn't know until I was watching this great show with Frankie. It's called Frankie and Johnny. It's on Netflix with Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin. And they're these two women whose husbands are law partners, and the husbands fall in love with each other and leave their wives to be together. It's really funny. It's a great show. The point is that Lily Tomlin's character plays this like hippie chick, and she gets really upset that this product she created, this natural lube for women, is now going to have palm oil in it. She throws this huge fit, and it's this big deal. And I'm thinking, oh, I thought palm oil was so good. It's supposed to be better for your health. But I didn't realize there was a sustainability issue. Andrew, you probably knew more about this. You keep up more, I think, on the health news.
Well, I think, you know, we've seen some issues when we've posted infographics for some of the companies we work with that contain palm oil, and people, you know, who are pro the environment have a big problem with it. So that's why, Signia, we're excited you're on the show today, because I think we're going to clear up some issues around it. We're going to talk about, you know, palm oil in itself, why you use it as an ingredient in Melt Organic, but also how you're not harming the environment by using it.
Sure, I'd love to discuss that. In terms of palm oil, the issues around palm oil are quite legitimate. It's primarily associated with a leading cause of climate change, because you're talking about massive deforestation, especially in Indonesia. It's linked to the potential extinction of endangered species such as the orangutan and Sumatra tiger, and it's also an assault on indigenous people. So there is a lot of baggage around palm oil for very good reason, which is why we're very excited to be part of the solution instead of part of the problem. Where we source our palm oil is actually in South America. It's in Colombia. So it has nothing to do with the extinction or the potential extinction of endangered species. But also, too, it's certified. It's Rainforest Alliance certified. So that means that it doesn't have anything to do with the degradation of old-growth forests. You're talking about plantations that are present on pre-existing agricultural land. But most importantly, our palm supplier was just certified fair trade by Fair Trade USA. And the reason this is such a landmark event is because it's the first palm oil production plant to be certified fair trade by Fair Trade USA. So we are extremely proud that we've been able to be a part of that process. And I had been working with Fair Trade USA for a couple of years, asking them to get involved in this very controversial raw material. And I've been asking my supplier to engage with Fair Trade USA to gain this certification. So we're extremely pleased to be part of the solution instead of part of the problem, and letting our dollars really speak for themselves in terms of the raw materials that we choose to put into Melt.
Well, first of all, congratulations, because that is amazing that you have some type of certification behind the ingredients you're using. But I think let's take a step back for a minute. What does it mean to be fair trade? So I think for those who are listening are like, you know what, I've heard of it before, but what exactly was that? What that means in terms of using the palm oil itself?
So what fair trade means is going to be slightly different depending on what the raw material is and what the issues are for that raw material. So typically, fair trade is an important quality check that is done for the consumers. They don't have to do their own research, because they understand that the people at the lowest level of the chain are participating and benefiting from the industry that they are a part of. So when you're talking about farmers who are typically quite poor, that are participating in the growth and the harvesting of the palm fruit, the kernels. And you have an industry at the same time that's growing rapidly and has a large, you know, sort of profit margin. Oftentimes, these farmers can be left in the dust while other layers of that industry make quite a bit of money off of those. And so when something is fair trade certified, it means certain things like you don't have the use of child labor. It means that it is fair or more than fair compensation for their involvement. The money that is collected from the revenues are put back into that community with the building of schools and hospitals and services. And so it's really about the it's about the growth, and it's about the upliftment of everyone instead of that sort of third world exploitation that seems to be inherent when first world countries overlap with third world economies. So it's a level of responsibility and for bringing everyone along in sort of that the building of that economy.
Now, how does that play into the environmental aspects since it's fair trade now?
That's a good question. It primarily would relate to the agricultural practices. It would mean that there are, in this case, organic certified compliant practices that may increase production, that minimize the use of, you know, banned materials or eliminate them, really. But in terms of deforestation and those issues, that's actually slightly different than fair trade. That's considered to be more, I think it's more of an eco-social component. And so that's why it's important that we have additional certifications around being Rainforest Alliance certified. So there are some nuances there between environmental benefits versus social, political concerns.
You know, Signia, what comes to mind as we're talking about this, I'm thinking, so why did Melt decide to use palm oil as an ingredient in their products, especially when there's so much controversy around it? And I have to tell you, I commend you, because there's obviously an important reason that you're using it, and you obviously feel strongly about it, but maybe share the reasons that you actually have it in the product.
You know, that's a great question. I'm actually really glad you asked that. So the reason why you see palm oil being used in food products is as a replacement for hydrogenated oils. So, you know, hydrogenated oils, as we all know, is something that's very high in trans fats. It's the cause of many preventable diseases. And so in order to achieve that texture, mouthfeel sort of product that people become accustomed to consuming, palm oil is used as a replacement for hydrogenated oils because its melt temperature is very high. It's solid at room temperature. But palm oil is used for a lot of different things, not just for food products. It's also used in cosmetics and, you know, other major industries like that, which is where you get this enormous consumption coming out of Indonesia. So the reason we use palm fruit oil is, one, it's a healthy oil and has benefits that, you know, it is absolutely a player in our fatty acid composition and the nutritional quality of our product. And it provides a nice texture to the product itself as a replacement of hydrogenated oils.
Yeah, that makes a big difference. You know, when you get that nice mouthfeel and know that the oil's healthy for you and now sustainable, that makes all the difference. You guys just must be so thrilled at Melt. And I know that the people who buy the product must be as well.
I love supporting fair trade. I really do. I love the whole concept of it. And we don't just do it for palm oil. We also do that for coconut oil. We do that with any ingredient that's sourced from the third world, which in our case is the palm fruit oil, the virgin coconut oil, and the cocoa powder that we use in the chocolate melt. And I am inspired when I get to see the on-the-ground benefit to the farmers by being in this program. And actually, there is one thing I would add about fair trade certifications. There is a proliferation of fair trade certifiers, but there are only three certifiers that really have a legitimate certification with many checks and balances that, you know, meet ethical practices. And that's Fairtrade USA. That's FLO, of which Fairtrade USA is a derivative of. And that is the IMO, the last one. There are definitely huckster shingles pretending to be Fairtrade certifiers. And so that's why it's important to recognize the logo, you know, what it is that you're actually getting.
You know, I think it's so important, and you just touched upon it when you're talking about the farmers, that, you know, so many of us, we enjoy all these amazing products. We eat organic, you know, because we know they don't have the pesticides and the herbicides, and, you know, they don't have the sewer sludge and all the great reasons that we choose to eat organic. But I don't think many of us, you know, including myself, before I started doing what I do, really stopped to think where our food comes from. Who is growing our food? Who are the people behind the food? And how is it getting to the companies that are manufacturing? And I love that we're talking about it, because, I mean, really, without the farmers, we don't have our food. And we need to be grateful to them for growing it. And that's why I think when it comes to that fair trade certification, we need to honor the farmers. And it's something that I think a lot of companies use on their products and, you know, strive to get, which I think is a great thing, and why I'm happy that Melt has it.
Yes, and there is a difference between pledging to be fair trade and being fair trade. Hmm. Mm-hmm. One is fair trade and the other one's not. I mean, there's only so much that a customer or someone like us, there's only so much we can do to research the quality of a product. That's why we need the certification. It's so that work has been already done for you. Exactly. So you have that assurance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I notice when I do find the fair trade label, it's often on things like coffee. I've seen it, and on chocolate. And speaking of chocolate, tell us about, you mentioned the cacao you use in your melt. I haven't tried that one yet.
So
oh my gosh. Tell me about that.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah. So it's, I believe it's sourced from Peru. And, you know, we're not using a ton of cocoa, but we do use some for sure. So that's why it's fair trade certified. Chocolate melt is extraordinary. It's delicious. It is so good with fruit. It's so good as a standalone spread. I mean, it's quite decadent, and it's a great replacement for Nutella. So chocolate is amazing, no doubt.
I was going to ask about that. Now, is it nut free, or is it just the
yes,
oils, or are there nuts in it too? Oh, really? Oh,
it's all nut free. It's all nut free. And we just came out with a probiotic milk. I don't know if you guys know about that or not.
No,
well,
I do.
About
I do,
about
Andrea.
Yes.
I do know about
right.
it, but why don't you tell us about it, Signia?
Yeah.
Right. So it's our original rich and creamy milk, you know, flagship product that we've added Bacillus coagulans in. And that's actually quite interesting. So this is the thing about probiotics. It's another one of those areas that legitimately is popular and there's a lot of interest, but there's also not a lot of regulatory enforcement in terms of, you know, claims and what it is you're actually getting. So the issues with yogurt and kefir and sort of those lactobacillus type probiotics that you get from those products is that from the moment that product is manufactured, it loses its strength in terms of probiotic content by orders of magnitude as time goes on. And so it is impossible to know how much of that probiotic remains in the yogurt and the kefir when you're actually buying it off the store shelf, especially if you're talking about a turnaround time going through the distributor and getting to the grocery store and then getting on shelf of a month or 2 months or 3 months or whatever that is. And so, and then on top of that as well, with probiotics like lactobacillus and bifidums and so on, there's such a tiny percentage that even survives the gastric system of the stomach. So it's something like 99% of all, you know, microbes of that nature are destroyed by hydrochloric acid, which is why when you take a probiotic supplement, it's like 25 million CFU or something, some very huge number, because they're counting on most of those strains being destroyed just by passing through the digestive system. So what's really nice about a spore-based probiotic like Bacillus coagulans is that it's in a dormant state because it's a spore, and that makes it much more resilient. So it has a shelf life of, you know, a couple years, as long as it doesn't have the conditions where it would be reactivated, which is like a temperature of 98 degrees, a source of water and protein. So when you have it in a product like Melt, and it remains dormant following the processing of that product, it means that when you are eating that product, you know exactly what you're getting in terms of the probiotic content, because it survives the gastric system. It remains dormant as it goes through your stomach, and then when it's further down the line, that's when it's activated and populates, you know, your intestines, which is the whole point. So That's why there's no off flavor from using it, because there's nothing that's, you know, sort of being activated at that point. And it's a probiotic that's being put in a lot of different foodstuffs right now, you know, beverages, chocolate, various things. And so we're very excited about it. You know, it's basically, it's the only kind of fortification I really feel I can stand behind. You know, it's not gimmicky like adding vitamin A or D or calcium. It's a real benefit. Really, I'm very excited about the product. And the label is beautiful. It's a beautiful purple label. It's gorgeous.
It is gorgeous. You know, and the thing, too, is that it's called a functional food, which we, you know, are big fans of at Naturally Savvy. I mean, I do feel there's places for supplements, and then there's places for there's a place for functional foods, because why not add nutrition to the food we're eating? Because especially if it wouldn't naturally occur in that food, right? So I think it's an interesting concept. Lisa, I know you wanted to say something.
Yeah, well, I just want to jump in. And speaking of something you should be taking, our sponsor this month is NeoCell, and we are in love with them. They are a great company that makes fantastic collagen for total body health, joint health, skin and joint health, antioxidant health, beauty from within. We love to talk about that here. Ligament, tendon, muscle health. They have these great yummy acai chews and these mint chocolate chews, and they have capsules and
good
pomegranate liquid and all kinds of great stuff. So be sure to check them out. You can go to neocell.com. So while you're taking your probiotics in your mouth, you can also be taking some great collagen too to help your skin, joints, and everything else.
That is true.
Yeah. All right. So, you know, just in wrapping up, so you got the regular melt. Now that's something that's like a butter substitute, right? And then you've got this chocolate melt that I have to try. Now you've got this probiotic melt. Where do we find all these great products?
Oh, that's a great question. I do know that we've been getting more extensively distributed in Canada, which is great news. And we have a website, which is www.meltorganic.com. where we have a store locator. You're welcome to enter your information there and find where you can see where you can find a melt near you. I know we're in Whole Foods and Safeway in Canada with much greater distribution than that, but I would recommend going to the website and looking under the store locator. In addition to the probiotic melt, the chocolate melt, and our rich and creamy melt, we also have baking sticks. So we've just come out with a baking stick melt that's fabulous, great for baking and sauteing. And we also have our honey melt as well, which we've had for a little while.
Oh, I have to try that. Now, I'm in the U.S. and people can listen all over the world. I've seen your melt at the Whole Foods, which is a couple miles from my home. I tend to never make a list. So I'll be going there to get the melt, and then I'll come home and then I'll forget something, and then I'll be going back for my rotisserie chicken or whatever else I need to get. But this has been super fun. We love having you on the show.
Yes, thank you, Signia.
Oh, I love hanging out with you guys.
And thank you for doing what you do. And, you know, kudos to everybody. Big shout out to everybody at Melt Organic and for being a amazing Naturally Savvy sponsor. And keep up the good work. And just before we go, I do want to mention something quickly that Signia touched on in terms of palm oil and the use of it to replace hydrogenated oil. So even if, this is a savvy tip, even if you're at the store and you're looking at a tub of margarine and it's not melt, because you should be buying melt, but if it's not, and it says zero trans fats, make sure you read the ingredients, because even if it doesn't, even if it, the label says zero, it can actually contain trans fats. So if it, in the U.S., if a serving has less than 0.5 grams of trans fats, it's allowed to have a zero on it. In Canada, if it has less than 0.2, then it's allowed to say zero. But if it has ingredients like hydrogenated oils or it has mono and diglycerides, those are trans fats. So just, I want you to be aware. I want you to be savvy consumers and make sure you always read the label. But you can guarantee that Melt Organic does not have any trans fats or any of those ingredients listed. I'm Andrew Donsky along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio. You can learn more about Melt Organic at their website at meltorganic.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. Stay well.